From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the moist heat drains away my enthusiasm, I'm taken back to sitting in high-ceilinged classrooms, aged before my time there, with desks made on cast-iron frames and holds for inkwells. It was another time. One of my teachers had a particular way of calling attention to boys who wanted to be disruptive in class. "Do you want to be a big frog in a small pond or a small frog in a big pond?" he would ask, ending with a surname. It was perhaps a bit too esoteric for the young minds to draw proper meaning from this question, but it did usually succeed in quelling the ebullience, as the young mind reacted to the intrusion, to his antics, and the more thoughtful tried to frame the question to themselves. I would think that the question is quite relevant to this recreation of amateur radio. We've seen a plethora of pages created on social media with all kinds of views and reasons for their existence. There is good reason for pages dedicated to certain equipment, marks, operating modes, station accessories and the like, but too often it seems that a mutiny has occurred because someone was piqued by another amateur's opinion. Then there are the hate pages. So I go back to the question. Do you want to be a big frog in a small pond or a small frog in a big pond? There seem to be a lot of loud croaks coming from small puddles when you look around these days. Now, with our amphibians, the size of the call is usually designed to achieve a successful mating. But those who toady with the biggest megaphone, it seems to be a desire to just promote themselves, without the natural imperative to contribute to the gene pool. This is something that we all should think about, whether we are making an honest contribution to something of worth, whether we are just sounding off in order to be heard. Next time you want to disrupt things, stop and think about the size of the pond and what size frog you want to be. How great it would be if amateurs conducted themselves off-air in the same manner as the amateur's code encourages to do on-air. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.